Next bracha that we make is Zakef Kfufim. He straightens out those who are bent. Simple meaning is that when we go to sleep at night, we're all curled up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to have that stretch in the morning and be straightened out and be able to get on with our day. Human beings are pretty much unique in the animal kingdom, that we walk on two legs. Mahal Chishtayim. We walk upright, with the head on the top. It's interesting, it's brought in the Maral, that the idea of walking upright is because we're a melech. Moyach, lev, kovid, in that order. With your head at the top, your moyach, then you go down to your lev, then down to your kovid, to your liver. Head, heart, liver. That's what it means to walk upright. That's why we as human beings, our bodies actually become more and more sophisticated as we go up the body. Avraham Avinu's guests, they worship the dust of the feet. That's the lowest of the lowest. Our feet can only really do gross motor movements. They're not particularly sophisticated compared to the rest of our body. But we go up the body, to the waist, reproductive system, internal organs. The body gets more and more sophisticated as we go up. The hands that can do fine motor skills, then to the head. And you can taste that which goes into your mouth, and you can smell things further away, you can hear things that are further away than that, you can see things that are even further, and you can conceive and think of things that you've never even seen. That's why we cover the head, that which makes us essentially human. Yes, we might be a melech, but we realize there's a melech malche hamlochim, and therefore the couple is a yare malka. You have yiras shamayim. An animal, on the other hand, walks with its head down. That's kalim, kovid lev moyach. It's a path for just plodding along. Animals never achieve anything incrementally. They just do whatever other animals do. Animals aren't particularly gifted and talented. They just fulfill their function. Zokif kfufim means we can walk with our head held high. In fact, the Riben Yakar says, even though someone's not really bent over, person's not a hunchback, being able to straighten yourself out. Perhaps that means walking with a sense of pride. It's interesting, there's a halacha, you're not allowed to walk b'koma zukufa. Person's not allowed to walk military style. Because it's deichik ragli ashchina, says the Shulchan Aruch. It pushes Hashem out of the picture if we think that we're the, you know, we're the bee's knees, we're the haughtiest people out there. Of course, that pushes Hashem out of the picture. But a human being does need to walk with a head held high. And that's Zokif Kfufim. And even if you've gone through a tough time, even if we've gone through a rough time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there for us. He's always there to straighten us out after a fall, after a crumple down on the ground. He's there to help us and pick us up and allow us to walk with our head held high again with self-esteem and self-respect. As Jews, as human beings. That's an amazing thing. When we're feeling down, we can say this bracha. Hashem Zokif Kfufim. I might have fallen down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get me up and put me on the straight and narrow again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there for us. Looking after us, caring for us, taking care of us. And straightening us out, even when we're all bent over.